This is HPR episode 2071 entitled, Undocumented Features of Bay FM UV5R Radio, and is part of the series, QSK, HAM Radio. It is hosted by Mr. X, and is about 9 minutes long. The summary is, follow on show about undocumented features I found on my Bay FM UV5R Radio.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by AnHonestHost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X, and this is my 12th HPR podcast. It's a follow-on one from the previous episode I did about a documentary that I liked and a piece of equipment I recently bought, that being a Bofeng UV5R two-way radio. And when I listened to it back, I realised I was speaking far too quickly. I shall try not to do that this time. It's a bit difficult to gauge the speed you're speaking at when you're sitting in the room on your own. Anyway, this is just a very small episode that I found some undocumented features on the Bofeng, and I thought I'd share them with you. The previous episode was way longer than I expected it to be. In reality, I should have split it up, but I tried to split it up, but it didn't flow well, so hence why it ended up being 41 minutes long or something like that. Anyway, on with this one. So, what undocumented features did I find with the Bofeng UV5R radio? That's the Bofeng UV5R, if you remember, is a two-way handset that's that can be pressed into use for, for security guards, taxi companies, but it can also be used as an amateur radio, two-way radio. So the undocumented features, the first one is, which is very useful, I'm sure when I looked at both the official manufacturer's documentation and the Chinese radio project documentation, or whatever it was called, that you couldn't navigate when you were in channel mode. In other words, when you've got pre-programmed frequency stored in memory channels, and if you're in that channel mode, it said that to navigate to a particular channel you used the up and down arrow keys, and there was no mention of a quicker route to a particular channel. And initially I tried just typing the number in, and of course it didn't work, but what I found was that it's got to be a three-digit, so maybe quite obvious, really. So, for example, if I want to go to channel 35, I've got to type 035. So, if I do
035,
there you go. I'm now on channel 35. So that's very handy, much quicker than holding the up down arrow key and trying to stop it at the right place when you're trying to find a particular channel. The next thing I noticed was that I think it mentioned in the Chinese documentation manual that the S meter, there's a meter on the top left hand side of the screen which gives an indication of the signal strength, and I think they were suggesting that it doesn't, and that it just is either on or off, and that's not strictly speaking the case. If you get a signal you're listening to it, and you put your hand around the antenna, the rubber antenna that supplied, then you'll reduce the signal strength, and you'll see that the bars on the signal drop off. So it does indeed indicate the signal strength, although it's still of limited use because it's such a small graphic and difficult to see, and I don't think it responds immediately. It's obviously doing a sampling, and just after a second or so it updates. So it's perhaps still not that useful. But anyway, it does actually represent some sort of signal strength. You can tell whether it's getting stronger or weaker or whatever. The next undocumented feature was I found completely by accident while I was trying to hit the scan button, which is a star key, that if you hold down the zero key, then, which I'll do, okay, so when you do that, it gives you an indication of the battery voltage, the current battery voltage. Might be useful. So when you, in this case, mine says BAT DC 7.2 volts. BAT DC 7.2 volts. So that's kind of useful, I suppose. Now the remaining undocumented feature that I found was to do with tones and such like. Now, if I transmit with push the PTT button and touch any of the keys, you know, the numbered keys, well, you get a DTMF tone. So you'll maybe recognise these tones when I do it. So here's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and so on. Now that's documented. That's fair enough. And another tone you can do is you can send out a 1750 hertz sine wave tone. If you push the PTT and AB key, you can probably hear that. If I do the same thing with my other handset I've got here, it'll be the same tone. There you go, same tone. So that's 1750 hertz. Now that's used here in the UK, and I presume in other countries. It was used historically to access amateur radio repeaters. And so although these days they tend to use CTCSS tones rather than just a 1750 hertz tone. Anyway, it can still be useful for accessing the odd repeater. So you basically push the transmit button, hold the AB key down, and you get a nice clean 1750 hertz tone. But what I also found was that if you push the band key while doing that, so PTT and band, you get that tone. And if you push the PTT and VFO MIR, I should say, you get that. So you've got that, and that coming from the AB key, the band key, and the VFO MR key. Now, what these other two tones do, I have no idea. What application are used in, I don't know. Whether it's in PMR use or maybe in other countries, they use other audio tones to access repeaters. I don't know. I'd be quite interested if anyone knew what these other tones were. I don't have a scope or anything here to take a sample of the tone and work out what frequency it actually is. But let me just think if I do that again. So AB, okay, band, that's a higher frequency, and the MIR is a lower frequency. So there's a frequency, there's a tone above 1750 and a tone below 1750, but what these two tones are, I don't know. Anyway, that's about it. That's all I was going to say. I hope I haven't bored you all too much. And maybe catch you at another point in time. And if you've got any comments or want to contact me, I can be contacted at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr, @googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.